Exclusive EPA Administrator Lee Zeldin. Trump's EPA leaning into innovation instead of overregulation to protect environment. By Hannah Knudsen on November 10, 2025. President Donald Trump's EPA is leaning into innovation instead of overregulation to protect the environment. EPA Administrator Lee Zeldin said during an event with Breitbart News on Monday. Zeldin said he has been able to see the high standards of environmental stewardship in the United States firsthand. I would say right here in the United States, I've had a chance to see firsthand, meeting so many different companies, industries, communities, we hold ourselves to really high standards of environmental stewardship. He said, making it clear that the Trump administration is leaning into innovation and tapping into our own energy resources, which is safer and better for the environment. I was just speaking to your sponsor here before we came on stage about a visit that I had inside of Texas, where they're doing advanced recycling. And I thought it was so amazing, this operation that ExxonMobil's doing, where they're breaking plastic down to raw material. And there's just so much exciting opportunity across this country, he said. I've been, in just the last few weeks, at the groundbreaking of a $4 billion data center project in West Memphis, Arkansas. A nuclear project that just broke ground in Idaho Falls, Idaho. A new data center in Cheyenne, Wyoming. I took a trip about an hour out of Cheyenne. And there's a brand new mining operation that was 2 weeks old, Zeldin said, listing more examples. I'm recording a video here in about an hour that we're sending, because the Arizona Chamber is doing an event. They're celebrating a $5.3 billion natural gas expansion of Transwestern to deliver natural gas from the Permian Basin into Arizona, he said, adding that there are so many exciting projects all across the entire country. Natural gas being proposed to transport along the Trans-Alaska Pipeline in Alaska. Enbridge has a pipeline through the Grant through the Great Lakes Williams Pipeline. There's so much that we're doing across this country that if you sit here inside of an office in D.C. and you're talking about regulations, and you don't have that first-hand perspective, then I don't think I would be as well prepared to be able to have those conversations, he said, describing it all as very multidimensional. Watch.